Good evening, everyone. I call the January 4th, 2023 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you very much. Councilman Howe, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
good evening again, everyone. We are now under general communications. This is for announcements of congratulations, condolences, and community events. I have one. I just want to acknowledge the outstanding event we had last night at the Crown Plaza, inauguration of the mayor, the city council, the school committee. What an outstanding event it was. Our fire department, our police department. We had Warwick Neck Elementary School. The Boy Scouts participated. Our family members participated. It was an outstanding community event, bringing everybody together, and I was thrilled to be a part of it. I congratulate all my colleagues on their successful re-elections and the mayor as well, and to the three new school committee members who will be are excited. I spoke with them, and I know they have their first meeting next week, and they're ready to dive right in. So it was a very nice evening for the city of Warwick. It was great to see everybody, and congratulations to all the elected officials and their families, and thank you to all of the residents who supported us, and I thank you. Are there any other comments under general communications from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would like to request a moment of silence for the passing of Governor Allman, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. We will have a moment of silence for the governor. Thank you. Any other comments under general communications from members of the council? Next up is executive communications. There are none. Under A is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on December 19th. Although I'm looking for a motion for favorable action. Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action on meeting
second
minutes.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have one number one on the agenda this evening is announcement of appointments. We have one. Councilman Gephardt.
Yes, we have one, Carlos Pinero, to the post of tree warden.
All right, thank you very much. So at this time, I'm going to ask that we go back into committees. We have to finish some committee business before we come back to the full councils. So the next committee to meet is the Appointments Committee. We do have one appointment, and then after that, we will have the Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs Committee has a few things on their agenda, and then we will be back to the full council meeting. So the Appointments Committee can meet at this time.
The time is now 7:19. The Appointments Committee comes to order. First order of business is going to be acceptance of the minutes from committee meeting held on December 5th. Would it be appropriate for Councilman Ricks to... Or just the two of us in one abstention? Okay. Acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on December 5th. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Abstain.
Aye. And one abstention. Thank you. Okay, so the only order of business we have this evening is the reappointment of Mr. Joseph Soro to the Board of Assessment Review. Mr. Soro is already serving in this capacity. You will find in your packet his resume attached again for review. I recall when we first appointed Mr. Soro, we made comment about his lengthy experience and that he would be a valuable asset to this board. But I'll entertain any comments or questions that any of the committee members may have. Members of the council. Members of the public. Hearing none, do we have a motion on Mr. Soro's reappointment to the Board of Assessment Review?
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And that is all the business before us. The Appointments Committee adjourns at 7:21.
Thank you, Chairman. The next committee is the Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 7:22 p.m. We have acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on December 19, 2022. Do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
First up, we have PCR 6-23, Omnibus Resolution of Congratulations and Condolences. This is the standard item we have once every couple of years. I'm going to recommend a favorable action. Do we have comment from members of this committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Second, this is for second passage. This is also introduced by myself. PCO 19-22, an ordinance amending Appendix A zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to increase from 2 to 4 the maximum number of yard sales allowed at a residence per calendar year. City of Warwick petitioner citywide. Again, this is for second passage. Do we have any comment from members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? We have a couple members come on up to the mic.
Cindy Wilson. So we're going to have, so that you can only have 2 yard sales a year. Is that what I'm understanding? Okay.
Currently, the current ordinance in effect is that a person can only have 2 yard sales per year, meaning 2 days out of the calendar year. What this would do is increase the number from 2 to 4.
Oh, okay. So how about people like when I drive down to Oakland Beach, there's a guy that sells bikes on his road every day. Is that considered a yard sale? He's got, you know, bikes, lawnmowers, is that considered a yard sale? Like if someone every day puts a table out and sells stuff?
It's an interesting issue, and I wouldn't want to comment on any specific situation, but I would say that that could be a situation that could be referred to the property maintenance division, because they would either tend to enforce that as either a yard sale issue, or perhaps if it's not classified as a yard sale, but rather classified as more of a commercial business activity, then commercial business activities that aren't within the scope of a yard sale, those simply aren't allowed. I'm not allowed to go and set up a Walmart on my residential property and pretend it's a yard sale. So the distinction is something that can be looked into.
So are we having a trouble with yard sales? That this is even a discussion? Is this like the shopping carts? We're going to have like another committee for this. We can maybe have the same person do short-term rentals, shopping carts, and yard sales. Sounds like a full-time job. It's very interesting what we spend our time on. I just didn't understand quite why this is so important, and I actually still don't.
Yeah, and to clarify, I introduced this at the request of a resident who was concerned that they were limited to 2 yard sales a year. So that was the what caused me to look into this. I made some calls to the city, spoke with some other constituents, and we thought that this would be a good way to address those concerns. Mr. Cody.
So, Jeremy, what's the total number of official complaints that we've had on the yard sale issue?
Official complaints citywide, I don't have that number.
Why not? I mean, obviously, this is an issue where somebody's upset because we have a limitation on yard sales. So I would assume that if there's someone that has a, you know, that this issue is so pressing of yard sales that we must have a list of complaints of people violating the ordinance, right? Because it's an ordinance that you can only have 2 yard sales, right?
I'm not certain exactly how these numbers are tracked or if they are tracked in an official manner such as that. I'm sure that that information could be available through a FOIA or our APRA request.
Well, let's stipulate for the record that in the city of Warwick, there's probably never been a complaint about yard sales.
I cannot agree to that because I am aware of there being complaints about yard sales. And in fact, property maintenance has enforced the yard sale ordinance as it currently stands.
So how do we do that? Do we have somebody that drives around the city and says, okay, 121 Darrow Drive had a yard sale on April 15th. We got to keep an eye on them. How do we do that? How do we compile how many yard sales people have had?
To the best of my understanding, the city is not proactive in that regard. It's more responsive in that a neighbor or the like tends to call the city to complain about the number of yard sales, and then the city responds to that.
The logic of it is they're not proactive because it's not an issue, okay? It's not an issue. And I think this is just a great waste of time when we have so many pressing things. For example, at the top of that Ms. Wilson alluded to, at the top of Warwick Neck Avenue in Oakland Beach, there's a gentleman there who sells bicycles and lawnmowers and snow blowers every single day. And he has the big sign, yard sale, right there. And it's a residential piece of property. You know what? No one's ever complained. You know why? No one cares. I've lived at 16 years where I live now, directly across the street from Lockwood. From April 15th, when fishing season starts, until the end of fishing season, there's a guy out there right across from Lockwood with two tables with his 1920s fishing collection that he's selling at the yard sale every single Saturday. No one's complained. You know why? No one cares. All right. This goes just in hand with the shopping cart ordinance that Mr. Snappy brought up. So now what are we going to do? We're going to have the shopping cart police and we're going to have the yard sale police, right? Is that what we're going to do? When I find this so disturbing that we're spending time here on yard sale ordinances when we have a $480 million deficit with unfunded health care liabilities and so many other things that are so pressing. But we're going to talk about yard sales, right? Okay, so maybe one constituent called you about yard sales. I've called my councilman numerous times about other real problems. We're not having any ordinance on that. We're not having any hearing on that. I got to tell you, and Jeremy, I mean no disrespect, but, you know, I made a New Year's resolution to try to eliminate my exposure to stupidity, but this exemplifies ridiculousness. We're at a city council meeting discussing yard sales. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. No one's going out and banging on someone's door and ringing a police officer saying you had a yard sale last month and the month before you can't have another one. And what's the penalty? What's the penalty if I have, if now with the ordinance at 2 yard sales, if I have 3 yard sales, what's the penalty? Does anyone know?
The penalty would actually be a general violation of the ordinance. So theoretically, within the discretion of the municipal court judge, there could be a fine of up to $500 per day.
So how many of those fines have been levied?
I'm not aware of how many fines have been issued. Generally, I would imagine that when one gets a warning letter from the city, I can imagine that that would tend to have an effect of discouraging people from having more than those 2 yard sales per year.
How many warning letters have been issued?
I don't have that information. We could always request that information.
Well, I would have thought you would have that information, because if this is a problem and so many people are really concerned that, you know, hey, I got to get rid of my stuff and I'm only allowed 2, and now they're coming knocking at my doors and we need to make a change. I mean, obviously, I don't understand how you don't have that data. We don't have data on how many people have gone over in excess of 2 yard sales, how many letters have been written, how many ordinances, and who do we send out? Who do we send out? Do we interrupt the Warwick Police Department? Or we send out the building inspector?
Neither. It's personnel from the property maintenance division.
And they don't work on Saturdays and Sundays when they have yard sales. So who do we get? Are you understanding how ridiculous this is? I mean, Jeremy, this is a waste of public time when you guys need to be focused on the urban decay that's taking place in the cities and the roads and the real problems that we have. That's all I have to say. I mean, you know, I made similar comments. We talked about the shopping cart issue, and I made similar comments. We talked about we were going to save 5 cents on a can of spray paint for the ball fields if we bought it in bulk. Really? Is this how we're going to start off 2023? Yard sales, that's at the top of the core? I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. I'm sorry, but I just don't get it.
Councilman? I'm sorry. What three? If you don't mind, if you, I would like to do a follow-up comment.
You may.
Thank you. First of all, just for clarification, a constituent called you and said this is a concern they have for whatever reason.
Correct.
And councilman, when the constituent called, you went to that constituent's house and you saw the problem and you listened to your constituent, which you're elected to do, and you came up with a solution working with your constituent. You didn't berate them. You didn't ridicule them. You didn't tell them it wasn't important. You listened to your constituent, which is your job in your ward, and came up with a solution that brought to this council with the intent of assisting the constituent and also fine-tuning the books, which at the time say a limit of 2. So you did your job that was important to your constituent. Am I right?
Exactly.
So I commend you, Councilman. Great job. I will not belittle the request of a constituent, a taxpayer, a citizen of this city. I will not belittle you for putting a priority on serving your constituent. I will commend you on taking care of your constituent and listening, and I will absolutely support this, and I encourage my colleagues to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. I would also suggest that There are many important issues before the City Council. That also does not prevent us from meeting in any number of these different committees. And I would also suggest that certain issues, there are going to be lively debates that take the time of this council. When first passage of this came around, first passage actually occurred within a matter of minutes, as there did not seem to be any debate on this. However, like any other matter, we are going to allow debate on this item. It appears that there may be more public comment. Please proceed.
Six years ago, I went to my city councilman with a complaint. Nothing's done yet. So nice that you point out that something gets done sometimes. Sometimes something gets done. Because it hasn't been done for me. And I consider my issue to be, I don't want to say more important, because it all depends on the person and what they're dealing with. But to act like you guys have Superman outfits on is really funny, because it seems, yeah, this is an easy one. This is an easy one. But my issue still isn't solved. And I went to my councilman, and I've come before you. And so to act like you guys do something to me, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Any further comment from members of the council? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Third and final on the agenda, we have PCO 28-22, an ordinance amending Appendix A, Zoning Ordinance of the City of Warwick to regulate the retail sale of marijuana and marijuana-related products. City of Warwick petitioner, citywide. This is Councilman Gebhardt and Councilman Sinapi on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. Councilman Gebhardt.
I think we discussed this in some detail with input from the planning director at first passage, and I would respectfully ask for favorable action.
Do we have any other comments from members of the committee?
Nope.
Members of the council? Members of the public? I know that we had debate on this at the time of first passage. As there is no comment, do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That concludes the committee at 7:37 p.m.
Good evening. We are back in the full City Council meeting here at 7:38. We have already done the roll call, the salute to the flags, general communications, executive communications, A, which was the acceptance of the minutes, and we did number one on the agenda, which was the announcement of appointments. So we are now on number two on the agenda, which is appointments requiring confirmation. There is one committee report, appointments.
There is Mr. Joseph Sorrow to the Board of Assessment Review.
Okay, for action, Councilwoman Travis.
Sorrow, I think. Yeah.
Move favorable action, second by Councilman Lassiter and Councilman Gebhardt and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on this appointment? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, appointment passes.
Thank you, the appointment passes. We're now moving on to number three, which is the consent calendar, PCR 2-23, resolution relative to bids, committee report finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. PCR 2-23, bid 2022-286 Alpha, bid 2023-321, bid 2022-260, bid 2023-195 Alpha, bid 2023-195 Bravo, bid 2023-195 Charlie, bid 2023-195 Delta, bid 2023-291, Bid 2023-129. Bid 2023-320. Bid 2023-290. Bid 2023-314. That concludes the consent, Mr. President, or the bid package, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the council that were not asked early this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, next up on the consent calendar is PCR 3-23, a resolution relative to abatements. Can we report Finance?
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Gephardt. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Approval, favorable action in the amount of $4,705.60.
Any questions or comments on this abatement that was not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to number three on the consent calendar, which is PCR 4-23, resolution relative to claims, committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Recommend move favorable action in the amount of $286 for Mr. Khaleesi.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Safety Committee? Okay, next up on the consent calendar is PCR 5-23, resolution relative to traffic studies, committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action on PCR 5-23.
Second by Councilman Howe and Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments on this that was not asked earlier this evening in Public Safety Committee? Okay, and next up is number five, which is PCR 6-23, Community Report, Community Affairs.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilman Foley, and Councilman Gephardt. Any questions or comments that was not asked earlier this evening in the Committee Affairs, which is also public properties? Okay, are there any questions at all on the consent calendar from members of the council? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you, the consent calendar passes. We are now moving to the unfinished business on the agenda. Number one is PCO 19-22. This is for second passage, committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe and Councilman Gephardt and Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you, second passage. Number two this evening is PCO 28-22, committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Councilman Gebhardt?
Move favorable action.
Thank you. Second by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in land use? Hearing none, the clerk will call for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you, second passage. Number four this evening is PCR 147-22, which is now 2023-288, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
More favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. We now move to new business. Number one this evening is PCR 1-23, committee report, intergovernmental.
Mr. President, we moved that to the floor without a recommendation because I believe there's going to be amendments.
Okay, if we can get it moved and seconded, then we can entertain any amendments.
Okay, I move a passage.
A favorable action, second by Councilman Howe and Councilman Foley. Okay, any questions or comments on PCR 1-23, resolution adoption of the council rules and procedures? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I had said earlier, I would have preferred to make my comments as well as my amendments in the committee.
Councilman, but, just I got reminded by the solicitor, you need to make an amendment, get a second, and then introduce.
Okay. So I'm going to just start from the beginning. As I said, I have several amendments. I also have, excuse me, some questions on some of the changes. On page 5, it's rule 12, says the order of business at a regular special meeting, et cetera, et cetera. On line 45, item 3, I believe that should be 30-minute public comment as opposed to 15.
Solicitor Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Councilman. Yes, that is a clerical oversight that in the other changes, if the council is so inclined, the recommendation would be to strike the language, the word 15, the number in parentheses, and the word minute, so that it is just the public comment period. And should any other amendments be made, that would not require us to revisit what the title of that section is.
So in terms of the time frame, that's identified further in, right?
Correct.
Okay. So
the reference to the 15 should have been proposed for deletion as consistent with the proposed recommendations under Rule 41.
So it should say 30 minutes then?
I would suggest if an amendment were in order, in order to not have to revisit the item, it would just be a clear reference to the public comment period.
Okay, so your suggestion is on line 45 to strike 15, the word 15, in parentheses 15, in minute, and just leave public comments?
We could also clearly tie it to Rule 41 public comment, if that it makes folks more comfortable of which public comment we're referring
okay.
to.
So in there, we'll indicate Rule 41 public comment. Is that it?
I would suggest that was meeting the intent of the drafting.
Mr. President, that would be my first amendment.
So you're looking to get a second to change on page 5 of the rules, line 45, striking 15, parentheses 15, minute, and just put Rule 41, public comment.
Correct.
Correct. And second by Councilman Gephardt. Any questions or comments on that?
I'm sorry, Mr. President. You said on rule, page 5?
Page 5, rule 12.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. President. No more for questions.
Thank you. I agree. I think this is good. It clears everything up, and it just directs you to rule 41, and we don't need to put a number on it in this section here. So any questions or comments on the amendment? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. So the clerk will call the roll on the amendment. Yes.
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 Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just bear with me. I'm going through a lot of my notes here. On, excuse me, page 8, I am on line 23 and 24. It says, no members' remarks on any item may exceed 10 minutes. However, the 10-minute limitation may be waived by a majority voice vote. As you'll all recall, when this first came before us for a change, I was pretty vocal in opposing that 10 minutes. I had stated back then that my reasoning for it was, as an elected official, I have a responsibility to communicate as best and as conclusively as I can with regard to an issue that I either support or don't support. That cannot always be accomplished in 10 minutes. I still have not changed my mind on that. I think it is a serious error to limit our conversations or our responsibilities as an elected official to 10 minutes. Sir.
We need to, that's your amendment. We need to get a second, then we can have discussion. So,
okay.
Is there a
my
second?
My amendment is to strike out line 23 and 24 in its entirety.
Do we have a second to that amendment? Second by Councilman Ricks. Go ahead, Councilman Lattice.
Thank you. Thank you. So here again, yeah, there's often times when we're going to require more than 10 minutes to explain our positions or why we're for something or why we oppose something. We're elected by the people to do the best that we can to represent them. There's occasions where you can do it quickly, and then there's oftentimes requires a lot more questioning, a lot more answers, which results in further questions and further answers. I think this 10-minute rule right here is a bad precedence and intentionally limits and restricts the ability of an elected official to do all that he or she can in communicating a message that is what they feel in the best interest of not only their constituents, but oftentimes the entire city. For those reasons, again, is why I am looking to strike that 10-minute rule out of here completely. I think that my feeling is that is merely an attempt to restrict conversation from an elected official in doing his or her job. And I think that is wrong, totally wrong. And I'm hoping that my colleagues will be able to support me on that. And I would move a request favorable action.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Councilman Sinapi.
You can't limit the public's time to 10 minutes each and not limit ours. When I did the research to put in the 10-minute rule in the first place, that's one of the few times where limitations on the public speech would actually be unconstitutional. You're allowed to do limits that apply to both equally, the general public and the legislatures. You're not allowed to limit them in a manner that you do not limit yourself. So for this amendment, you'd have to couple it with changing the section on the general public's time being limited to 10 minutes each.
So through the chair to Councilman Sinapi. So is that to say that, let's use the current 15-minute time frame that we have. Is that to say that...
Councilman, remember, the 15 minutes is totally separate than what you're speaking about at this time.
No,
that's
I
a
understand,
different role.
But Councilman Sinapi has brought up a good point, and that if we're going to eliminate a 10-minute limitation to us on the city council, then you can't apply that same limitation to members of the public. I don't recall being aware of that. So my question is pertaining to that. If we strike out line 23 and 24, how would that impact the public comment period?
So the amendment before you is only seeking to remove the cap on members of the council. It doesn't currently contain any other changes to any other rule, whether it be Rule 20, which incorporates a similar language to the citizens, or Rule 41 under the separate public comment period. So what you have proposed does not it does not currently address it. What is the implications of it? Councilman Sinapi, in his research when implementing the 10-minute rule, has indicated that there is concerns constitutionally about restricting or distinguishing that portion of it, but that is separate and distinct from what is happening under Rule 41, because it's a difference of what's on an agenda and the business before us versus a general period for anything the like. So they're separate issues, what Councilman Sinapi was focusing on was how the interaction between Rules 17 and 20 may need to be aligned.
So are you saying that it's two separate issues? When we are having discussion amongst ourselves as an elected officials on a specific item, whether it be in a bid package or an ordinance or a resolution, are you saying that is different than when we're engaging in public comment?
There is a difference between the types of comment that the rules currently and under this proposal would continue, that there are the current rules state and currently do not change, subject to any amendment that you currently have pending before us. The current rules are structured in a way that provide both the public and the members of the committee the same level of interaction on a business item before the council. Your amendment is only addressing half of that aspect, and that's what has been raised by Councilman Sinapi as a concern.
So to go to Councilman Sinapi's point, also taking into consideration what you said, aren't we in fact doing that very thing further on in these council rules? Further on in the council rules, it limits the public comment to 5 minutes. Aren't we doing the same thing now?
It's a different standard, given that it's a general comment period. It's not actually a business matter before the council.
Okay. So
Rule 41 was designed to be a separate opportunity to address matters of city concern that may not appear on the agenda. So otherwise, there is no outlet to address the council in that way. So Rule 41 was designed to provide, and with a routine once a month,
okay,
the ability to address that. But that's for things that traditionally, oftentimes it gets conflated between matters of business versus matters of interest or concern. But the idea is to provide an outlet for voicing interest, city business and city interests that do not appear on the agenda. So it's a supplementary and a separate standard.
Okay, so it's two separate issues. Rule 41 is a governance unto itself, and Rule 17 speaks to a time limit in discussing an item. And if I understand this correctly, if we were to change, let's take it a step further. Let's say instead of eliminating that altogether, we change the time frame to 20 minutes. That would mean that the members of the public would have also, we'd have to incorporate this, they would also have up to 20 minutes to speak in regard to a particular issue on the bid package, on a resolution, on an ordinance. Do I understand that correctly?
through the president to the councilman, and not speaking for Councilman Sinapi, who's very eloquent on his own approach here, but my interpretation of this is he was trying to assist it from his research that anything that you may do to Rule 17, it may be of interest to you to do similarly to Rule 20.
No, I understand that, and I appreciate Councilman Sinapi's point of view on that because, as I said earlier, I wasn't aware of that. I'm not afraid to admit when I'm not aware of something, and I appreciate him bringing that to my attention, and I think it's well said. And I am prepared to address that in another amendment moving forward. But, you know, so...
Councilman, I think we should pause for a second. I would like to get some comments from other people on your original proposal before we talk about what may or may go on next. You've made an amendment. It's been seconded. Whether we need to, if the amendment doesn't pass, we don't need to have this debate because we could, you know, you would have to change something else, or we can go back and make it another amendment. So I just want to get us out of that. I would just like to give my thoughts on this amendment. We have always have a open communications with the members of the public are able to speak on each and every item that comes before the city council. So are members of the council. The 10-minute rule is done so business can continue. There had been times in previous councils where one member of the council would speak for 45 minutes and another member of the council would speak for 30 minutes when they knew they didn't have the votes and they were just trying to drag it out. And members of the public were doing the same. All this does is say, listen, everyone's going to get an opportunity to say their piece. I'm for or against this, and here are the reasons why. And I believe 10 minutes is enough time to get your point across. I understand there are some issues, fire contracts, different contracts, yeah, that may take more of that. And that's why we have the rule in there that we can vote to extend the time. We have done that before, and I'm sure we would do that again. But I think it's important that all the voices are heard, not just the first council person who gets acknowledged or the second or the first member of the public who comes up to the microphone. There has to be a limit. We have to do the job that we are here to do. Again, there's no special number, whether it's 10 minutes or any other number. There's always going to be disagreements on that. I understand that. I think we've had a good track record here this past almost 2 years since this record has been in place. There's only been a handful of times where it's been enforced, and a lot of times it is, please pause there, we're going to open it up to other people, and then come back. So I think that this is a good rule. Is it perfect? No. Of course, people want to be able to speak as long as they want, but we need to do the people's business here. 10 minutes, let us know. In the end, it's either you're for or against whatever is being debated, and that's the message that you need to get across, both as council members and the public. So I will not be supporting supporting this amendment or any amendments that change this. I think we have very good public hearings, opportunities for everybody to speak, and everybody gets the same amount of time, and it's up to the individual council person or member of the public to be able to express your concerns within the time that's allotted. So that's my position on this. Are there any other on this amendment? Any other comments on this amendment? Councilman Ricks.
I'd be in favor of amending both Rule 17 and Rule 20 from a 10-minute time period to a 15-minute time period.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to concur with what you said. I feel the 10-minute rule has been very fair. There's many times where members of the council do their homework, do their research, and if there's a pressing issue, if there's an issue that stands out, it's addressed in the council chamber. Also, citizens have come and said, I'll be quick, and there are citizens, majority of citizens who have come in here that don't come here regularly, that come with their question, come prepared with what their concern is, and they address it in honestly less than 2 minutes. And so I feel very comfortable with the 10 minutes. I feel the 10 minutes has been very cooperative and available. I can speak just as a side note, speaking at the State House on at committees, the first thing they ask is, do you have your statement in writing? And if you say you have your statement in writing, they offer you to just hand it to them for the record, and they don't want you to read it. So this is, we're giving the citizens the opportunity, as we are a municipality. They always have the opportunity, but like anything, it has to be a respectful and an equal timeshare. Thank you.